Kent Online News.
News you can trust. This is the Kent Online Podcast.
Lucy Hickmott.
It's Wednesday, the 26th of February. Coming up, witnesses describe a huge blaze on a restaurant boat in Maidstone.
First thing I heard about it was when someone came in and said that they saw a couple of fire pouring out of a couple of the windows.
Hear how mental health support could help tackle knife crime.
The course kind of looks at building resilience in young people and looking at how we can make that intervention before young people get to the point where they are making choices to be involved in things like knife crime.
And a charity's looking for volunteers to help run an arts trail.
We're calling them our Elmer Trailmakers. We really loved the infectious kind of energy that we saw at the London 2012 Games.
Kent News.
First up today, firefighters have spent hours tackling a huge blaze which has destroyed a floating restaurant in Maidstone town centre. Embankments went up in flames on the river at about 8 this morning, sending thick smoke into the air and causing disruption for hundreds of drivers. Our reporter Leanne's been speaking to people at the scene.
First thing I heard about it was when someone came in and said that they saw a couple of fire pouring out of a couple of the windows of the restaurant. Subsequently, it carried on going, and plenty of police, fire engines and lots of sirens about, so it's been, and lots of smoke.
Can you describe what you saw with the flames and the
I saw half of the boat on fire, in flames, so it was a significant fire down there this morning.
How did you hear about this then?
Well, we was on the way to college, we was getting dropped off in town, and we just saw it on his mate's Snapchat, and then we just thought, oh, we'd just come and have a look, and it's actually madness. Like, you didn't think this would happen in the morning. It's just crazy.
And did you see it when it was up in flames as well?
Yeah, we saw quite a few of the flames. They've kind of gone out now, but yeah, it's madness.
What did you think when you first saw it?
Oh, don't think it's going to happen. Do you know what I mean? I walk past that every day. I was going to go for dinner there, but it's just gone now, so I guess I won't be able to do that.
Oh, it was just flames coming out. It was only coming out of like one window, I think, and obviously now it's all spread from the time we see it to the time we got here. Now we see it, it's all gone out, but you can see it was all on fire.
What did you see? When did you first hear about this?
About 20 minutes ago, on the way to school, daughter got sent a video from a friend, said it was on fire.
And do you know about the embankment? Have you been there before?
I have years ago, to be honest with you, but it's just, it got flooded recently, and it was kind of on its side, keeled over, so I guess it's closed for the last, since Christmas really, so I don't know, but just couldn't really understand how it was going to carry on being open, so what the cause of the fire is, who knows.
No one's been injured, but it's not clear yet how it started. Lee Abel from Kent Fire and Rescue has been giving Phil an update.
It's quite a complex incident with regards to firefighting on a barge. We're in obviously the centre of Maidstone, and our concerns and thoughts are those with travelling and the traffic at the minute. We realise that due to firefighting actions, we're holding up a lot of traffic in the local area. All I would really ask really locally is that if people not to try and avoid the local area really for the minute, if they were planning on travelling to the town centre and make other arrangements.
So in terms of what the Kent Fire and Rescue have done, so they've arrived on the scene, and is it straight to work? I mean, they're still hosing down now.
Yeah, as you can see behind me, we've got several breathing apparatus teams. We've got approximately 9 appliances here at the moment, and that's including water safety teams as well, because as you can see on the river behind me, we have to provide safety for our crews as well whilst working on the barge. If you can imagine, it's quite awkward working in the barge. They're working down in the sump of the barge as well as removing equipment and items from the barge itself.
You can only really work on it from one side, I suppose. So how kind of tricky are these kind of incidents?
Yeah, extremely tricky. As you rightly just pointed out, you can only work on it from one side. We've got crews and what specialist equipment as well, Cobra and Fog Spike, what we call, where we can actually inject it into the types of the areas of the building. It just takes time, unfortunately, to get into those tight areas.
You can hear more about this story on Kent Tonight on KMTV from 5:30. We've also got pictures and video at kentonline.co.uk.
Kent Online reports.
Elsewhere today, 3 teachers at a school in Medway are in self-isolation after returning home from the part of Italy that's seen a massive outbreak of the coronavirus. They work at Walderslade's Greenacre Academy and visited Venice over the half term. The head teacher says it's a precautionary measure and none of them are showing any symptoms. 2 people have been taken to hospital following a suspected arson attack in Folkestone. They're being treated for the effects of breathing in smoke after the front door of a property property on Richmond Street was set alight in the early hours of yesterday. Police are keen to speak to anyone with information. Two men have been jailed for a total of more than 4 years for plotting to smuggle three people into Kent in a speedboat. It was on the back of a trailer that arrived at the port of Dover in September 2018. An X-ray showed there was a man, woman and child hiding inside.
Kent News.
Now, young people in parts of Kent are being given support with their mental health to try and stop them getting involved in knife crime. Offences here have risen faster than anywhere else in the country, with 873 recorded in 2018. A five-week course is going to be running in schools in Maidstone and Swale. It's previously been tried out in East Kent, with cash coming from the Crime Commissioner. Louisa's been discussing it on KMTV with Tom Fishenden from the charity Mind and Kelly Walker from Youth Resilience UK.
The particular cohorts of students that we're working with are very concerned about the levels that are rising and how much they're kind of being exposed to that locally. I think there's still a perception by some that this is a London problem and not a Kent issue, but those that are getting caught up in some of the stuff that's going on, it's becoming quite worrying for them, and they're kind of taking different measures to do things to try to keep them safe and to make choices, but not always necessarily the right ones.
And Tom, in terms of the links with mental health, how is this scheme really going to be tackling that almost at the source, as opposed to really trying to tackle it as the result of the issue, I suppose?
Okay, so the focus of the course is kind of looking at it from a preventative standpoint. So Matthew Scott's Violence Reduction Unit have funded it to mainly look at how young people can potentially fall into things like knife crime through having poor mental health. So the course kind of looks at building resilience in young people and looking at how we can make that intervention before young people get to the point where they are making choices to be involved in things like knife crime. So it's kind of hitting them at that point where we can stop them from going into routes like that.
And is this something that lots of parents are quite worried about as well?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, for a lot of parents, there is a lot of concern over the safety of their children and what they're potentially exposed to when they're socialising with their friends, going out, going to and from school. We are hoping, the current project is a pilot phase. We are hoping from that we can add on some parent workshops in the next phase, because that's something that's been requested.
Kent Online reports.
It's emerged a student's been taken to hospital after a chemical spill at the University of Kent. A bottle's thought to have been broken in a science lab at the Canterbury campus on Monday afternoon. Firefighters, ambulance crews and a hazardous area response team were called to Parkwood Road. The student's injuries are not thought to be serious. Two Kent taxi drivers have been fined for refusing to take a partially sighted passenger and their support dog. They were trying to get a lift from Ashford International Railway Station last March, but both the cabbies said they wouldn't take them. The drivers have been ordered to pay a total of almost £3,000.
Kent Online News.
With just a few months to go until the Elmer Art Trail comes to Maidstone, the charity behind it are trying to find volunteers to help run it. Over the summer, you'll be able to find 50 individually painted elephant sculptures on display around the county town. It's being done to raise money for the Heart of Kent Hospice, with companies sponsoring each one. Cherry Strudwick is from there.
They'll be dotted around Maidstone for people to walk around and find them, unlock some exciting rewards on an accompanying app that they can download on their phone. And really get to sort of explore some of Maidstone's sort of hidden gems. We're really excited about it. It's a sort of really brilliant, exciting and high-profile way for us to raise the profile of Heart of Kent Hospice, but also to attract visitors to Maidstone. We really need people to come on board and help us become, we're calling them our Elmer Trailmakers. So we really loved the infectious kind of energy that we saw at the London 2012 Games. And what we'd really like to do is have the same sort of energy and have the volunteers that are really going to help us deliver this incredible event for Maidstone. So our trail makers will be out on the route. We're looking for people that can volunteer their time from just 3 hours a week across the whole 9 weeks of the trail. And they'll basically be out on the streets in Maidstone, you know, welcoming people to our county town, providing information, checking the sculptures, you know, being there to answer any questions.
And finally today, Dancing on Ice judge and Olympic gold medalist Jane Torville has donated some of her dresses to a Kent charity. She's given 30 of the ones she wore on the TV show to DeMille's at Hospice Care for Children, which is based near Sittingbourne. They'll be sold off to raise money, and Jane says she's delighted they'll be put to good use. That's it for now, but for more news throughout the day, you can head to kentonline.co.uk.
News you can trust. This is the Kent Online Podcast.